If you were in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease, would you want to know? A lot of people don't, says Dale Bredesen, an Alzheimer researcher at the Buck Institute. He says a lack of effective therapies make many people avoid early testing.
You know, everything's backward. Our society is set up that people don't want to know that they have this. So when they start having it, they deny it. And they know that if they go to their doctor, the doctor will just say, I can give you Aricept or something like that, but I really can't help you much.
Aricept, or donepezil, is a drug prescribed to slow the process of Alzheimer's. But it has a host of side effects and doesn't offer a cure.
So there's no impetus for them to come in early.
Bredesen thinks most people have an outdated view of Alzheimer's. Recent studies examining mice susceptible to a form of the disease show that it works more like a network. Bredesen says since it has many causes, it won't have just one fix.
And what we realized is that the approach to asking, you know, which one drug is going to cure Alzheimer's is a little bit like saying, if you've got a roof with 36 holes in it, then which one hole do you cover to keep the floor dry? And the answer is none of them will work. And that's exactly what the studies with Alzheimer's have shown.
Bredesen and his colleagues are trying a different approach, with some preliminary success. Many lifestyle choices and metabolic factors, it turns out, can speed up or slow down Alzheimer's.
And if you want to give yourself Alzheimer's disease, you can certainly give yourself the biochemistry that will ultimately lead to it.
So to treat the early stages of the disease, Bredesen would recommend getting plenty of sleep, managing stress, and eating lots of vegetables and fruit as a start. In a study published in 2014, he and his colleagues tracked 10 people in the early stages of Alzheimer's. Each person was given an individual program to optimize their health.
And that absolutely includes nutrition, and we can measure the effects of the nutrition. It absolutely includes regular exercise, both cardiovascular and weight-bearing. Absolutely includes sleep, importantly, and things made during sleep, like melatonin. And absolutely includes things like reducing stress. So these are all part of a much larger program.
Depending on the person, that can include drugs, vitamin supplements, or other steps. Their initial findings were hopeful. 9 out of 10 people improved, seeing fewer symptoms within 3 to 6 months as a result of improving their body chemistry. 6 of the people had been struggling at work, and they were able to continue or return to work as a result. Considering that for a long time Alzheimer's has been thought to be irreversible and inevitable once it's begun, the possibility that it isn't necessarily so is a big deal. And Bredesen is now following up these initial findings with a larger study, following 100 people, in the hopes of confirming his initial findings.
The goal for the future is that everybody, when they turn 40 or 45 or so, would come in for an exam, would see, you know, are they at the very, very beginning of this process, and that no one would ever progress to the point of having Alzheimer's disease.
For something that's been resistant to any cure so far, glimmers of hope are welcome. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.